Welcome to Amplified. We're the show that will help you take your message, whatever it may be, and get it out through social media, networking, and other marketing channels. Maybe even some that you've never thought of. Whether you're an organization, small or large business, or you just have the next positive message that's sure to go viral, you'll want to stay tuned this hour. Now, here's your host, Ken Rashawn.
This is Louis Armstrong, and you're at Amplified with Ken Rashawn.
Hello, this is Ken Rashawn. How are you? Aaron told me we'd have a special announcement from Louis Armstrong, and how exciting is that? So thank you, Louis.
Well, that sounds lovely. I'm so glad we have special guests like that.
And a lot of people don't know this, but people can be brought back through the COVID tunnel back into life.
Well, actually, people are being brought to life. It seems the people who have been very sick with it had a friend, Ruben Mata, who is apparently in ICU in an induced coma, and within 24 hours was getting released from the hospital. So apparently you can be on your deathbed and then turn around and come around. So it's been quite amazing, some of these feats that have been happening with the COVID craziness.
Well, this will be probably the fastest conversation we've had about this specific topic, but how were your events last week?
Well, I actually did have some events last week, but they were all online, but it was fun. I did participate with Secret Knock Live, the two-day event, and participated with everybody there and saw a lot of our friends and people that we've had on our show, and was reminded of other people who said they wanted to be on Amplified and haven't been on yet. So that was a really good thing to revisit and see what great people that we need to have on in the future. And I also participated, and you participated, with Sid Clevinger and Tiffany Toombs for their Purpose Driven Summit. And that went really, really well, and had some really great follow-up from that for people who are excited about what we're doing and want to know more. So we're making things happen in the world.
Well, you know, we've done 4 years, well over 200 shows, and we've been talking about this Amplified Gold Nuggets book. And I guess the COVID time present is that you have time to do projects you don't normally get to. So we have an opportunity in the next 90 days to create the Amplified Gold Nugget book with our best 50 shows to start off with. And golly, we could attach the Keep Smiling books to each of those shows. So we help the Keep Smiling books get more publicity, but then the Keep Smiling books are attached to the Amplified book or to the guest that were on that particular show. I think that's a pretty neat idea. That's neato.
Well, that sounds fun. For those of you who are wondering what Amplified Gold Nuggets are, we are talking about, at the end of the show, you guys give some great, our guests give some great, what's your favorite quote, who's your mentor, what's your favorite book, and we collect that data and information because we know that you want to know what the influencers are doing so that you can follow suit, because if it got them to where they're at, it might be a good thing to follow along with. And while we're talking about things that we're doing for fun projects, I suppose I could announce, it's not completely done yet, but it's a start. If you go to www.amplifiedradioshow.com, you can see that I started building a page for Amplified. And right now, it's just our contact information and a little bit about what we do. And eventually, it'll have links to our shows as well as Voice America. So there's multiple ways for you guys to listen and follow us and submit to the show.
And I know that you want to talk about the upcoming Keep Smiling Week, so people can put that on their calendar. And anyone that wants, well, I should say anyone that is already inspiring and creating lots of smiles, you may want to do a Keep Smiling book, because we are making your story available to well over 12,000 media contacts around the world. And we are going to be needing your help in being an ambassador and sharing how you create smiles and the importance of smiles.
That's absolutely true.
So
and
when
that's
is it?
Just one list of media.
Yeah, so,
I mean, there's,
yeah, I know,
multiple thousands,
there's so many,
thousands more. And so that is the last week of May. And super excited about that coming up. So we're, it seems like people are thinking, oh, that's really far away. No, it's not, because April 1st is Wednesday. So we are already counting down the days to bringing smiles to the world. And it's definitely a time where the world needs some smiles. Actually heard that on the news yesterday, it looks like we'll be locked down for another 30 days or whatever. So May will be the time that people, not only will the flowers be coming out, but people will be coming out of their houses. So it's time to really spread those smiles and share the love. Time to really get this movement as the positivity in the world is definitely what it needs. So we're ready for the world to see us.
Well,
so
it's any kind of funny that you... It's funny that you say that people really need smiles, because I don't know if you looked at heard the new stats, but smiles are down 13.6%. So we got to get them back up.
Well, the America's already down to number 19. It drops every year on the happiness index, and that's 156 countries that participate. And certainly we'd like to get America back up. And there's been some people who have been, I've been actually seeing some positive news for once. I don't usually watch the news because it's usually negative, but they've been really showing some positive stories about people who have been being triumphant in the face of, you know, separation and, you know, no job and so forth. So it's been quite amazing and going right along with what our mission is. So very
so exciting. We were 18 who took us out. Well, let's beat them up. Let's beat them up.
Yes, who's number, that's who's number what one? We support. Who's number? I believe is it Finland or Norway?
Man, with their economy is absolutely insane. They have like burgers for $28. How could they be happy about that?
Well, I don't know, but I guess when people
you know what
are
it is.
Happy, they put more into their economy.
That's what it is. Well, both those are like in the top five most expensive places to travel. So, and who is like number 18? Who do we honestly need to focus on learning from that took us out?
I don't remember offhand who dropped us down.
All right, so let's go ahead
so we'll
and
have to figure
let's
it
post
out.
That link. Let's post that link of who our competitors are for positivity. And how we can learn from them and what they're doing that we can incorporate.
All right. So Finland was the first or is the first. And then I clicked another link and then lost what I was looking at. It took me to some. Oh, here it is. Denmark's the second. Norway's the third.
Those are three of the top five.
Belgium beat us out. Boy, Belgium is a really nice country. I enjoyed my time there.
Good beer. I mean, they have the best beer in the world. So these, I'm seeing correlations. Three of the top of the three that you mentioned are in the top five most expensive places to travel to in the world.
Well, if you put them in order, Finland, Denmark, Norway, Iceland, Netherlands, Switzerland, Sweden, New Zealand, Canada, Austria, Australia, Costa Rica, Israel, Luxembourg, UK, Ireland, Germany, Belgium, then us.
Man, even the UK beat us?
Yep. And Czech Republic is right behind us.
Hmm. We got to be careful about them.
Oh, that's funny.
You can see they're probably listening to this show plotting right now how they can be more funny.
How they can be more funny, bring more smiles to the world.
Well, I'll tell
I
you
think
what,
it might be
we
true.
We have three guests, and you know what? If we keep bantering about this war we're at with all these happy countries, we better bring them on.
Well, they'll start throwing punches too, I'm sure.
Do you see what COVID is doing? I mean, it's causing all this angst.
Well, for some people,
I mean, this show used to be completely positive. Look what happened. I mean, we have had so many comments about competition and taking people out, and who is this person that's trying to take over our happiness? And then we have Louis Armstrong trying to storm in our show. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff happening. It's chaos.
It's crazy, and I love it. So I will introduce our first person. We're gonna we have a trio here from a company called Trinity, but we're gonna start with Denise Mahaffey. She is a
I like how you're doing this. Wait, I like how you're doing this Trinity with three people. That's very clever.
Well, not everybody knows that Trinity means three, so we want to make sure that everybody is embraced. She's a former national director of marketing, and she founded Mahaffey Enterprises in 2005 and co-founded Trinity Global Enterprises in 2019, and it's a public relations and media agency. And then TGE Research and TGE Media were created to pioneer and grow emerging industries. So through Mahaffey's leadership, they created mass awareness of industries from IT to biotech to consumer and pet products, research, agriculture, wellness and health products, and more. She's really about catalyzing positive global change for the legal cannabis industry, which began in 2013 with global marketing, PR, and media. She's produced more than 1,000 news interviews about about CBD, and the historic body of work is portrayed as world acceptance with this new product, which is hemp phytocannabinoids, cannabidiol, she'll have to do this pronunciation for me better, CBD oils and so forth. So it's really about unprecedented global law and policy changes that have led to the access of CBD, even in sports like MMA and other sports. And it's really been restored after an 80-year lapse. So the CBD market alone is estimated to reach $22 billion by 2024. And that may actually increase some happiness in the world. So we're having Denise on to dispel some myths about hemp and cannabis. And so in case people think that Ken and I have been smoking it this morning, no, we're just happy all on our own. And we'll be talking about how CBD is safe and what has THC and what doesn't. So Denise, welcome to the show.
Well, hello, Denise.
Hi. Hi, Ken. How are you?
Good. I guess you're kind of pissed about us moving to number 19 in the World Happiness Index.
Hey, we can help.
So I know that you're hiding a lot of the anger that we all feel about this movement from 18 to 19. And so thank you for that. But I wanted to ask you, is there any correlation that you could think of between the CBD industry and the happiness index?
Well, it all comes down to balance and harmony. And quite honestly, that's what we are built to do, is be harmonious. So when
Go ahead.
What was
go
that?
Ahead, finish your thought. I have a question
when,
for you.
When the outside forces of society come at us full force, as this phenomenon with COVID-19 and social distancing are occurring, we feel the key is to find inner happiness. And there's a way to balance that, and we're very excited to have our team on today to explain the pathway to that.
Okay, and we are definitely going to get to that and more, but from the correlation standpoint, are you aware of who our leaders are in the CBD space, i.e. is Finland, Denmark, Belgium, and the other country that was mentioned? Are they leaders in the CBD world?
Well, mostly if you ask the people that are in the industry from countries that are outside the United States, they all look to the United States for leadership. So
gotcha.
I would say between the U.S. and Canada, we are leading mostly with the voice and with the movement, and it has spread around the world.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's start off, since we have all three of you that are going to be joining the call, let's start off with you, Denise, with a little background. So help our audience know who you are, where you were born and what caused you to kind of go this path of caring about the harmonious self with CBD.
Okay. Well, I was born in San Diego to a military family. And my travels around the world have taken me to the Hawaiian Islands, all over the world as far as travels for personal and business. And my heart is here within the community. So what ended up evolving is my passion for connecting community. And through that, I ventured into a career in the late 1990s. So if you can imagine, before email was really prevalent out there, and cell phones were bricks. That's the time that I got into the industry. So I was able to really learn about this final frontier called technology and how does it connect people on the ethers. So that is part of the reason why we're talking today, is how did the roads of information technology merge with the ancient path of this healing botanical that's been around for longer than we really know?
Well, and the fact that you guys were able to do that, you know, so we had shared with your bio that, you know, you had trouble getting people to even print an article about you. I remember you saying when we had talked that you would submit to do something or you would try to do a Facebook ad and you were completely rejected. Like you were, they were like, oh, you're selling drugs. I mean, they treated you like you were the biggest drug dealer in the United States, correct?
This is correct. So what happened was I made the hard pivot from IT into the world of natural healing. And this is a time when nobody knew what CBD was. So imagine being the person who is called upon to explain that to the world when all the doors are getting slammed in your face because the topic is taboo. So what we ended up having to do was take a look at the whole picture. As a whole picture, your body contains a vital organ system called the endocannabinoid system. Your body is designed to consume cannabis. And why is that? There are a lot of health reasons why. And the way that was portrayed was the children who are dealing with these chronic conditions, nothing was helping until they were able to access one part. There are hundreds of parts of this plant that are beneficial, but this one part called CBD can knock get you high, and it helps to regulate all your body functions like a thermostat. And it also is an immune modulator. That's why it's very important for listeners to learn about it at Canna World Expo, which is what we're creating and launching to the world in April, so they can ask questions from renowned healers that know the history of the plant, how it works, what's the best way to consume it, how does one get high from it? How does one not get high from it? How do you access it? Where is it available? Can you get it online? All these questions and more will be addressed.
Well, since you mentioned that about addressing those things in April, why don't you go ahead and share how people can participate? Because this was originally a conference they could come to and physically, and now we can come there physically, virtually.
Exactly. So IT and the world of cannabis and natural healing have converged through this situation that was created by a virus. So there is positivity in it. We have committed ourselves to connecting the world online. And listeners out there, if you know anybody in Antarctica who would like to join us, please ask them to pre-register at cannaworldexpo.com/register. And that way, we literally have all the continents in the world connecting on this online platform April 4th and April 11th. And their questions about COVID-19 and viruses and hemp and cannabis and all of that can be answered from experts.
So I guess Antarctica, if you're listening right now, first of all, I didn't know you were listening. So do we have a chance to get in Antarctica on this thing? I didn't know they had internet down there.
I hope they do.
I hope they do too. I hope they have the signal. So we're going to hop on that after the show because this would be great if Antarctica could play. I mean, they rarely come up for air.
Well, hopefully somebody's got some information to get to the people down there. And we actually talked about this, that for the scientists who are in that area or researchers that are in that area, they need different healing properties because they can't always do surgeries or have other things that with hallucinogens in them. So they might be able to use CBD oil as a healing property as an alternative method to other medications. So we're hoping, and we're hoping it's not just penguins.
Let's bring our next guest in.
Absolutely. So our next guest is a partner of Denise's in Trinity, Jessica Chandler. She also has won North American Entrepreneur of the Year and Global Woman Entrepreneur of the Year, which goes along with Ken Rashawn last year got Entrepreneur of the Year. So we're just surrounded by of the year entrepreneurs. Now, Jessica oversees 8 companies that include real estate investing, agriculture, natural wellness, research, leading ed communications, technology, public speaking, and media. So for over 22 years, she held the position of president of SLR Research, and that's an autoimmune research and diagnostic sales company in Carlsbad, California. There, as an autoimmune research industry expert, she established industry standards that furthered the autoimmune industry, and her clients included Quest Diagnostics, Abbott, Siemens, Toshiba, and National Institutes of Health, and she still is a consultant for them. And she has been doing some amazing things in the world. Obviously, she didn't win Entrepreneur of the Year twice for nothing. So, Jessica, thanks so much for bringing your excellence to the show.
Thank you so much for being here.
Well, Jessica, I know that you're kind of biting at the bit after that question I asked Denise. So how pissed off are you that we lost that number 18 slot on the Happiness Index? Because I was infuriated.
Wow. You know what? I think perhaps maybe where the priorities might be in this country versus some of the other ones, we kind of tend to put a lot more of our focus on, you know, 80, 100-hour work weeks and go, 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 go. And I think it might have to do with the other countries placing perhaps a bit more focus on loved ones, family, enjoying their time.
I agree.
My opinion.
I agree with you. That's definitely true. And by the way, I do like to boast because that's kind of one of my better qualities about myself. And I, Andrea doesn't normally share this, but I actually won Average Person of the Year 3 years in a row. So that's been something I don't. But since we're in the mode of telling how we are in a year, that's what I won a couple times.
Yeah. Yeah. He just right. beat out the below average. I mean, it was just pretty amazing.
All right. So Jessica.
Wow. Did I not get in on this list either? Oh, my goodness.
All right. So
can we take a run for Denise the below average one for this year for 2020?
I don't know.
Going to be kind of like competing for average for 2020? I don't know if I'm going to be able to go up against you on this one.
Well, the problem I'm having this year is that we're doing so many Keep Smiling books that I have to undermine a lot of this to actually get back to average. So I'm trying to figure out how to sabotage at a level of over 12,000 media people learning about our Keep Smiling book. So it's tough. It's tough. Big challenge. I think the only hope I have is maybe moving to Antarctica for like 6 months.
Well, you better get there soon because I actually need you to be, you know, in Antarctica for, you know, the upcoming Canada World Expo that we've got going on, because we need to have Antarctica actually covered. So we literally have somebody from every single continent.
I will make a deal with you. I'll make a deal with you live on the show. If you can get me down there, I will go. I've been to
Be careful of what you ask for. You just might get it.
Well, I am being very careful. I've been to 6 continents, and I want to go to Antarctica. And by the way, the weather's a little better there now, isn't it? Isn't it only like 100 degrees under?
I think it's only like -52 and at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So, Ken, there is a little something that Denise and Jessica know about you as far as your underachievement, and that is for your worser and unimproved under 1 million sold book, the No Nonsense Book on Nonsense. I actually read some of them, some of your book to them, and they were completely underwhelmed.
Good. I better get a 1-star review from each of you.
I think you would it in writing. Lot,
I think we should do it in writing.
I want a 0.
You know, that's the funny thing. You can't give a 0 rating to somebody. There's no 0 stars. There's only 1 through 5.
guess you.
Man, and there's no minus either, right?
Give a one, and then argue with Facebook that you want to give less than.
Well, let's hear from you about your childhood and how you actually gravitated, journeyed up to where you are now.
Well, it all started when I was about 7 years old, and I found out there was no Easter Bunny.
That'll do it every time. How did the tooth fairy affect you?
I'll just kind of try and keep some of this simple. And yeah, you know, it was really traumatic at first, and then it kind of really sort of made sense to me. It's like, okay. And then it led me to, you know, the whole, like, maybe no Santa Claus thing. And then it's like, oh God, you know, if you don't believe in Santa Claus, you don't get presents. So it's like, okay, you know, so you got to kind of carry on that.
There's a lot of kids listening to our program, so we're just kidding. There really is a Santa Claus. There really is an Easter Bunny. This is just playing around, adults playing around. Okay, so Jessica, let's get back to your
story. Exactly. We've got to have fun and make jokes about everything, right? Keep smiling. Right. That's what it's all about. So you
all right,
definitely
so tell
have
me about
fun.
You.
Well, I was born in California, Northern California, and I have been, in one way or another, involved in healing throughout my whole life, from taking care of family members, even when they weren't sick, to friends and so forth, which led me into the autoimmune industry, where I had an opportunity to kind of go through the ranks and end up with my own company. How's that for an unexpected change of events? And over the years, I've learned that there's a massive component of the mind associated with our diseases as well, because they are more of a dis-ease than a disease. About 13 years ago, I ended up meeting Denise. Yes?
Yeah, Jessica, we're going to go to break really quick because I want to really be able to hear more about what you're talking about, the dis-ease and so forth with this and the background that you have. So we're going to go to break really quick and acknowledge our sponsors, and then we're going to come back and really have you dive deep into this area. And with that, I wanted to thank our sponsors. Our sponsors are HitCheck. We also have the Umbrella Syndicate, Voice America, Canna World Expo, The Big Events USA, and The Red Carpet Connection, and of course, the Keep Smiling Movement. And we will be back right after these messages.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The Umbrella Syndicate amplifies good causes, good people, and good messages. They offer a suite of services that help people and businesses gain better exposure. Through working with the Umbrella Syndicate, you gain the ability to reach an audience of 50,000 unique people a week. They have recently reached over 20,000 followers on Facebook. You can view their photography and how they use it as a strong promotional tool on their Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheUmbrellaSyndicate. Show them your support by liking their page.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
This is Amplify. To reach the show today, please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. We also would love to hear from you via email to info@umbrellasyndicate.com. Now, back to Amplify.
All right, welcome back to the second segment, and we have two more of the trilogy. Coming back to you in the second segment to talk about CBD. And Andre was in the middle of asking a question. I should say that we were in the middle of the response to that question. So, Jessica, why don't you pick up where you were and talk about disease and where you were.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Keep talking. I love hearing you.
Fantastic. Okay. Yeah, well, I was just saying that, you know, all of my life, early years of the various healing that I did from childhood to some of the being in martial arts, et cetera, led me into autoimmune. And that actually ended up leading into various other philanthropies and activities and stuff like that. About 13 years ago, I ended up meeting Denise, and it's been like the greatest thing ever. It's wonderful when I met my soul sister. So we have been on a journey independently as well in this world of, I'll call it cannabis for a lump sum. And I use that because technically you have your marijuana plant, you've got your hemp, and it's like a citrus plant. You have oranges, you have lemons. They're both citrus, just different. So think of it that way. We are in, so what we're dealing with now are hemp, CBD products that are being produced, and the healing properties of this incredible plant.
Well, and that's what it's to. Before I comment, I want to actually throw in something that, did you finish with your thought? Go ahead and finish your thought.
Oh, I was just going to finish with, and now we've combined forces with Trinity Global Enterprises, and we're now bringing the world Canna World Expo.
That's awesome. And I'm glad that we're able to help share your story and amplify it. And it certainly is important that people can learn about how to have better health and better stress management. But I want to say something to you that you may want to consider in the future. Do you remember at the end of that segment, we had said during the break that we were having a lot of difficulty hearing you? And
yeah,
just so you know, I would just be careful in the future when you kind of downplay the Easter Bunny, that those forces come into a show like real time and they messed up the frequency so bad that we could barely hear you. So when we apologized and we said, hey, kids, it really is the deal that there's the Easter Bunny. Did you notice how your voice came back and the frequency is easy? Everything is easy now because Santa Claus, everyone's playing together with you. Just want to say that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes, yeah, I didn't mean to make everybody unhappy with the jokes.
Well, no, it was nice because I know that you were joking, but not everyone takes it as a joke. And that's what I'm trying to say is just be careful with that one.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Okay. So the second thing is you said that when you said you have a phenomenal partnership with Denise and, you know, it's your soul sister. I wanted to ask you a question. Is there anyone out there that has a partnership in the cannabis world that doesn't have a blissful partnership? I mean, isn't that like the ingredient that causes it?
Well, I mean, some people actually go into business for strictly business purposes. They may not have a great relationship. However, they have a business relationship. Two different things.
Yeah, I just think it's unfair. I think it's unfair that you went into this specific space and that you have no chance of not loving each other every single day because you're in the CBD space.
Well, the CBD is additional. We had the sister love before we ever went into the CBD world. So
I see.
So, which brings up perfectly the whole idea of dispelling the myth. So with the CBD oils that you guys talk about, there are CBD oils without THC. There are some that have some in it, but not enough to get somebody high. There's topical products and so forth. And
oh,
you guys
and
have done
Andrea?
A lot of research with kids and NFL players and so forth.
Well, and Andrea, there's CBD for bad partnerships too. I mean, you can take that and have a really bad partnership.
Yes. I heard some already.
I thought you were already taking it. Oh my gosh. All All right. Well, I want to bring in Marvin because Marvin's probably pissed that he hasn't been brought in the show yet, and it's 35 minutes in. So
he is very angry. He is. So Marvin brings another component to this. He is a speaker at Canna World Expo, and he's really talking about how CBD oils have really can help with the people who have concussions and have had other issues with gut and so forth, because one of the things I learned from talking with all three of these guys is about how especially NFL players take a lot of hit to the gut, and that's considered our second brain. So we have Marvin Washington with us, and he played 11 years in the NFL and was a member of the Denver Broncos Super Bowl championship team in 1998. He's an advocate for ex-players dealing with the effects of concussions and pain management, and he has written on the subject for the New York Times, Huffington Post, and Players Tribune. He's also been a guest commentator on ESPN, Outside the Lines, Fox and Friends, MSNBC, and Fusion TV and HLN. He sits on the board of Texas Can Academy, the largest charter school system in Texas, and Axum Biotechnologies, a leading bioscience cannabinoid company. He is a graduate of the University of Idaho and resides in the New York City area, which is like COVID infested. So Marvin, welcome to the show. I hope you're being safe.
Yeah, hey guys, thanks for having me. Definitely following the guidelines of social distancing and just trying to make this this time productive. It's a different time in up here in this area and in the country, but I still think you can be productive, and when this is all over, come out of it hitting your stride. So that's what I'm trying to do every day, and it has some challenges to it, but yeah, I'm just trying to be positive, and I believe I am being positive. So, well, since you were, maybe I can get us back up to 18.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I was just about to ask, without asking the same questions to everybody, are there any comments you want to make about what Denise, Jessica, or the Happiness Index?
You know, I don't know when the poll was taken, but it might have to do something with the current situation that we're going through. But I think, you know, Americans are pretty optimistic, and we're going to get through this. And, you know, it might be subjective, and I don't know how many people they polled, but I think everybody is, you know, as happy as they can be right now, because you have to be. You have to make the best of any situation, and that's what we're doing, particularly in the CBD cannabis world. We're trying to see opportunities out there because there's a lot of anxiety and stress, and people are homeschooling their kids and what have you, and working at the same time. And the CBD can help, you know, with a lot of that. And so there's some opportunities out there, but you got to keep your endorphins up. And just try to have a good move.
Well, thank you for that comment about people are as happy as they can be given the circumstances, because I literally calculated that out, and I'm 3 times happier than I can be right now, and I'm actually going for the happiest person of the year. I want to become the happiest person of the year. I want to get that award for being the happiest person of the year.
Well, good luck to you. Good luck. Thank to you. You. And you can get it.
Do you know why, Marvin, do you know why you were placed as the third guest? I don't know if you know the science behind it.
Well, I take it as a baseball analogy. You know, I'm coming in to clean it up, man. I got two good people on base in front of me, and I'm coming in to bring them home. That's how I'm looking at it.
Well, you are 100% wrong. You are wrong, Marvin. No.
It won't be the first time.
Well, there's a lot more science to our show than that. No, it's because your name starts with an M. If you had dropped the M and made it Arvin, you would be first. We did it in alphabetical order by first name.
Okay.
And that's
well, my middle name is Andrew. So does that count next time?
May I encourage you to put your middle name first, and that way we can do this in the future, you first.
There you go.
Well, Marvin has a really great attitude. He's a lot of fun. When I called him and talked to him about being on the show, I said, hey, can you be on the show with us Monday? And he goes, are you kidding me? He said, we're in shutdown. Where do you think I'm going? Of course I'm going to be home and could be on the show.
Well, thank you very much, Marvin. So what? Following suit, we obviously heard Denise and Jessica share a little too much about the Easter Bunny in the second part. But if you would share, you know, your childhood, where you're born, and what caused you to be who you are today. We look at this part as your journey of creating who you are, and it's an it's a way of inspiring our listeners that anything's possible, or relating to you more. So please do share.
Well, real quick, you know, I'm Generation X, you know, grew up during the 70s, so I'm a latchkey kid, and so I'm used to self-isolating and being by myself and binge-watching TV. But, you know, I grew up in Denver, moved to Dallas when I was 13, and went to junior high and high school there and played sports and went off to college and, you know, was lucky enough to play 11 years in the NFL. After my career was over, I went into the financial industry, and then about 6 years ago, I discovered the wonderful world of hemp, cannabis, and CBD, and all the medicinal benefits, particularly when it has to dealing with, you know, athletes and the people, soldiers coming back to theater war with TBI, and how, you know, the issues that are in contact sports, be it at the time with the closed head injury, or concussion, or the soldiers coming back and the ex-athletes dealing with opiate and benzodiazepine addiction, you know, CBD and cannabis can help out with that too. And so that's why I'm in the space, is to help people. And I believe that, you know, we've tried this opiate benzodiazepine deal for the past 80 years, and you've seen how that's where that's gotten us. So I think in this century right here, everybody's going back to a natural, holistic, like, place, and you see it with the gardening, you see more people becoming vegan and things of that nature. So I think the hemp cannabis plant will definitely be a part of that, man, because we've, as Denise was saying, we've medicated with this plant and used this plant for over 10,000 years. The Constitution is written on hemp paper. Our early ships going back to John Paul Jones and all the masts and the ropes and whatever, all that was hemp rope, and our founding fathers were growing hemp and what have you. So we're going to go back to that, and I think this is the way of the future for the next century, you know, for the next century and beyond. And I'm just playing a small part because, you know, you look at 2014, 2013, that's like, you know, the Wright brothers taking off a Kitty Hawk. You know, that wasn't that long. You know, that's, you know, looking where we are, we're still, you know, pushing the airplane down the runway and cranking the engine. We're not even in the twin engine age, you know, so this thing is has a lot of growth potential, and it's going to help a lot of people. And I can go back to one of my favorite musicians, Bob Marley, who said this plant can change the world, and I believe it's going to.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, you know, misunderstand. They think that when you're talking about hemp and cannabis, that people are just talking about getting high. And so with you as an athlete stepping forward, what is the pushback that you've gotten, and how have you changed that for yourself?
Well, you know, nobody just wants to get high. I think, you know, I heard something a few years back, and it brought it in. You know, it wrapped it all up for me. Everybody wants to feel better. You know, so nobody wants to just get high, and that's why I don't say recreational use, I say adult use. But for me, like the adult use, you know, I don't smoke it on the adult use part. You know, I don't use it. I use it medicinally. But, you know, if society says, like, these other, you know, sins are applicable, like gambling and drinking and smoking cigarettes and whatever, that's fine. Leave that to the people. But I believe on the medicinal part, that this thing should be in every medicine cabinet in the country for the things that it can do. And it can hit the baby boomers. It can hit my generation. It can hit the millennials, you know, the kids that have the epileptic strokes and seizures and Generation Alpha that's coming after the millennials. I think they're really going to show what this cannabinoid can do and make us feel better, because we can't feel better with a synthetic that's highly toxic and highly addictive. You know, this thing is natural medicine, which we did for thousands of years. We're getting back to that, you know. And so I don't get into the part about, you know, adult use, recreational use. So I say leave that to the people. And whenever it's brought into the people's hand, they pretty much vote for it, overwhelmingly, like in Florida. But medicinal, medicine, that's a no-brainer, you know, for the things that it can do. And then once this country really unleashes it, we'll see what the other 270-something cannabinoids can do, you know, because we haven't researched and developed them properly. So I know that this is the wave of the future, and we're right at the beginning of it. You know, can you imagine this community with federal resources and the big other industries that are coming in here, from tobacco and to pharmaceuticals to alcohol, whatever, and the billions of dollars of research and development they're going to put behind this plant? They're going to look back at us and think this is the dark ages and think, like, what were we thinking, you know, in 30 years and 40 years? They're going to look back at us and say, man, they had this plant and they made it illegal for 80 years, and it's doing all this. So I can have that discussion with anybody, because I've had it with politicians. I've gone into the church with the clergy people and told them about the medicinal benefits of this plant. And I think it's just education. You have to educate people, because when people think and see that plant, you know, particularly from, you know, the baby boomers in my generation, they're thinking about Cheech and Chong, and they're thinking about, you know, the campy movie we all watched in college or when we were younger, Reefer Madness and that. But this is medicine,
right,
man. And
so, Ken,
it's going to help a lot of people.
Question?
Well, I actually wanted to ask you about the Andre, I wanted to ask you about the event link. Is there an event link for them?
Right now, because everybody's on and everybody's free to come, it's just www.cannaworldexpo.com. And if you let them know that you heard about this on Amplified, or you can say keep smiling, and then they'll just make sure to give us some extra love. We are a sponsor of the show. And Ken, we only have about 9.5 minutes left, so we need to go into rapid fire.
Well, actually, I want to ask one quick question to Jessica.
Sure.
So, Jessica, can you give me a really quick response? I'm sorry, Denise. I want to ask Denise this question, please. So, Denise, can you give the scientific reason, as best you can, briefly, on why this is so medicinal and powerful?
Yes, I can, Ken. Thank you for asking that question. Every mammal has a vital organ system called the endocannabinoid system. Why is it there? Because we're designed that way. What does it do? Come to cannaworldexpo.com and it will be explained.
Oh boy. So you guys in Antarctica, you got a flight to head out there to the virtual event. I can't believe I'm going to be in Antarctica in a couple of days. This is amazing. So we're going to go to Rapid Fire. Rapid Fire is where we ask each of you in alphabetical order. Marvin, do not even try to take that M off at this time. You are Marvin, not Arvin. So you are going to be third. And
yeah,
each
okay.
of you will. So each of you will hear a question, and as quick as the question is asked, you will go in order and answer the question. So we always love to start off with a book that changed your life. So Denise, you're always first, Jessica second, and Marvin third.
The book that changed my life is The Alchemist, Paulo Coelho.
Ha! I just listened to that last week on Audible. Awesome. All right, Jessica?
Bank and Grow Rich by Pam Grout.
Okay, Marvin?
I'm an autobiography guy, and when I was in high school, I read Yes, I Can by Sammy Davis Jr., and it just changed me, because it showed me, you know, the possibility were endless.
Awesome. Andrea?
My question is, what song really gets you jazzed up and motivated? Just the title. Denise?
What a Wonderful World. Louis Armstrong.
That's why he started the show.
Jessica?
Yes, sir.
Kickstart My Heart.
Oh.
Motley Crue.
And Marvin? Yeah. On my playlist in the morning, what I listen to before I get up at 5:45 every morning is Louis Armstrong, West End Blues. And he was a prolific cannabis smoker and user. You know, I think he was a Beethoven of the 20th century. He's one of my favorite musicians.
You're saying Louis Armstrong, right?
Ironic that you guys opened the show with them.
Yeah, I mean, we've never had Louis Armstrong brought into a show so many times. This is insane. Mm-hmm. Wait till the Easter Bunny hears about this. All right, so during these COVID times, are our audience is eager to hear a movie or two, no explanation, but a movie or two that will inspire you to positivity. Denise?
The movie is Finding Joe.
Finding Joe. Okay. Awesome.
Jessica?
I've got two for you. Guardians of the Galaxy, always a favorite, and The Secret.
The Secret. Okay. And Marvin?
Number one inspiring movie to me, Will Smith, Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, that is a great one.
And
true story, too.
And I think you can watch that right now and see about those endorphins and overcoming and pursuing your happiness.
Well, we're going to ask people to wait 9 minutes so the show's over before they start watching the show.
Okay.
I mean, Marvin, you are a troublemaker. I mean, I can see you coming back to this show as Arvin and taking the damn thing over. So you just take it easy.
No, it was a good show, man. I appreciate it.
All right. And next question.
What superhuman power would you like to have, Denise?
Ooh, invisibility.
Nice.
Fun. Jessica?
I would like to be guiding the universe with love.
Lovely. And Marvin, how about you?
Use my powers for good and not evil. I think I would like to have the ability to fly.
Nice.
Supersonic fly and be anywhere that I can, you know, like The Flash or Superman.
Not Sonic the Hedgehog?
No. I think he's land bound, isn't he?
Man, I'll tell you what, that movie's doing well, and they have the song Supersonic by, was that DJ Fad? That was so funny. Okay,
DJ
so
Fad,
back to.
Back in the 90s.
Yeah. All right, so we have the next question would be a person that you really, really would want to meet, whether they are alive or not, through the COVID tunnel funnel, that you could meet them. Who would that be, Denise?
Oh, this one's interesting. Whether they are alive or not would be my better half, Larry Benegas.
Hmm. Okay. And Jessica?
Oh, man. You know what? I'm feeling you on that one, Denise. We are in tune. I would love to go back, and I would love to be with Larry again.
Hmm. Okay. And Marvin?
You know, of course, some of my relatives that are gone, but, you know, for somebody that I always want to meet, never get the opportunity, would be Muhammad Ali, big fan of him. His and my father introduced me to his skill and his legacy and what he meant back in the early 70s, and I never got to meet him, and I would love to meet him.
Well, I thought that Jessica was going to say the Easter Bunny. I was almost positive that she was going to say that, but she didn't. Okay, Andrea?
It's coming up. She might meet him.
The next one, I'm going to ask Ken's question because we're short on time, and that is he always wants to know your favorite quote. So why don't we start with you, Denise?
Well, a quote you live by.
Oh, a quote you live by. Thank you.
Okay, great. A quote I live by is by Joseph Campbell, the philosopher. You must give up the life you planned in order to have the life that is waiting for you.
Hmm. Okay, next.
Jessica?
Yes. It is, if one day you have to choose between the world and love, remember, if you choose the world, you will be left without love. But if you choose love, with it, you will conquer the world. Albert Einstein.
Nice. And Marvin?
Well, those were nice, but mine is, when it's my time to die, let me die. No, when it's my time to die, I'm going to die. So let me live my life the way I want to. Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, that's brilliant. All right, so I don't even know a quote to give for the Easter Bunny to defend him on this particular show. So we're going to go to Andrea to share our sponsors. Thank you so much for all three of you being on the show and the great information you gave. And you have certainly been amplified. We wish you the best of luck, and we'll certainly let the world know about your upcoming event. And stay safe. Andrea?
Yes, for those of you who want to participate, it's April 4th and 11th to www.cannaworldexpo.com. And we want to thank Canna World Expo for being a sponsor of the show. Also, HitCheck, Big Events USA, Voice America, The Red Carpet Connection, and the Keep Smiling Movement. And we are on Voice America, which Voice America has been our sponsor for many years, and you are an Amplified with Ken Rashawn.
Goodbye. You've been amplified.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Amplified. Be sure to join Ken Rashawn
again next Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time and 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Now, go get your message heard.